The Ugly Truth About the U.S. Coronavirus Stimulus Bill, Video. The Aegis Alliance, the United States. The Ugly Truth About the Coronavirus Stimulus Bill in the United States has come to our attention, and we're here to inform and warn you all. Greetings, world. We are the Aegis Alliance. With anonymous allies, sure. There are provisions in the bill to give relief to industries and American taxpayers most affected by the coronavirus. But there are also things in the bill meant to bail out what doesn't even need to be bailed out. $425 billion out of the $500 billion meant to bail out corporations and Wall Street in the coronavirus stimulus bill will be handed over to the Federal Reserve in exchange for a $4.25 trillion loan, and all of it is meant for corporations and Wall Street billionaires. Then, they won't be held liable to pay it back if they can't, and then the loan is paid back with taxpayer dollars. Meanwhile, small businesses get low-interest loans just to stay in business if they even bother, then to pay back the loan still, and have to make up for all that revenue, while keeping their employees paid, is not going to happen. What will end up happening is the big corporations taking out their competition, the small businesses, using those trillions of dollars from the Federal Reserve to buy out smaller companies. However, loan forgiveness for small businesses is included in the bill if they manage to hold out long enough to receive the loan. In total, the bill isn't $2 trillion, and not $6 trillion either, but the language in the bill makes it a $10 trillion bill, while average taxpayers are left with crumbs. Then when the 4 months of unemployment runs out, and if this crisis is still ongoing, people will be forced to move out or sell their homes, and it will be an open real estate market field day. The CDC plans to set up coronavirus surveillance and data collection system as part of the stimulus bill. China rolled out a mandatory smartphone app that asks citizens questions about their level of exposure to people who have demonstrated symptoms, and automatically orders certain users to quarantine themselves. Something similar to this could happen in the United States. But of course, nobody was able to preview the bill online while the Senate was in session, because wouldn't you know it? Congress.gov was down for nearly 22 hours at the time. The Senate, and then the House, were able to pass this bill within mere days, since they used the urgency of the coronavirus outbreak as cover, like a mafioso tactic. Most members of Congress are crooked and corrupt, career mob boss criminals. Republicans and Democrats both, corporations, Wall Street, and billionaires control Congress, and Congress is just as guilty of raping and destroying America. Much of the mainstream media is ignoring the ugly truth about this bill because they too are controlled by corporations, Wall Street, and billionaires. Those are some of the reasons why every American should be angry at the ugly truth about this coronavirus stimulus bill. Aegis, in the Aegis Alliance, stands for the Activists, Alliance for the Exposure of Government Intelligence and Secrets. We do not claim to be a leader of the Legion. The Aegis Alliance has anonymous allies. They are anonymous, they do not forgive this, and they'll never forget. You should have expected the Legion. Kyle James Lee, the Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.